Good day. Welcome out there. Thanks for choosing us, the Fifth Quarter College Football Podcast. I'm your host, John Shomo. Reviewing the national championship game, which was played Monday night in Atlanta, and as you know by now, was won by the Ohio State University Buckeyes 34-23 against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Ohio State wins its ninth national championship. Ryan Day joins Paul Brown, Woody Hayes, Jim Tressel, and Urban Meyer as head coaches at Ohio State who have won at least one national championship. The only multiple national championships among that group were Woody Hayes, five national championships for Woody. In our last episode, we previewed the game, and we wanted to just kind of run down how those previewed items played out. So here goes. One, we called the two-headed monster at running back for Ohio State, Quinvion Henderkins, last week. Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. How'd they do? Well, combined, they ran 23 times for 149 yards, two rushing touchdowns. Judkins added a receiving touchdown. And Judkins was 11 rushes for 100 yards, three TDs, as we said. Henderson, 12 for 49. Throw in Will Howard's 16 rushes for 57 yards, and you had over 200 yards rushing for the, or over 149 yards rushing for the Buckeyes in the championship game. Jeremiah Love was very limited on the other side for Notre Dame. He only rushed four times for three total yards. Obviously, the knee is not where they wanted it to be, or he'd have been used a lot more. Riley Leonard rushed 17 times for 40 yards, the Notre Dame quarterback. Showed his toughness in the opening drive. We talked about it last week. He was the guy they'd lean on, particularly in short yardage, third and fourth down. Leonard rushed 17 times for 40 yards. He rushed a bunch of times in that 18-play opening drive. He exhausted himself. ESPN reported that he actually threw up on the sideline when he got back over there after the drive. But it was quite the opening salvo from Notre Dame. Of course, Ohio State then answered all three possessions in the first half, led to touchdowns for the Buckeyes. The Big Ten celebrating today. The Big Ten Network is just giddy. The Big Ten has won back-to-back national titles. Of course, Michigan winning in 2023 and the Buckeyes in 2024. That's the first time since 1940 and 41 and 42. The Minnesota Gophers won in 1940 and 41, the Buckeyes winning Paul Brown's championship in 1942. Some sources credit Michigan State, I should mention this, for winning back-to-back titles in the mid-1960s. Their 1965 and 66 teams were credited by at least one organization as having won a national championship. But even if you count those, it's the first time in almost 50 seasons that Big Ten schools have won back-to-back national titles. Ohio State quarterback Will Howard, in his only season in the Scarlet and Gray, broke the Ohio State single-season completion percentage record. He completed 73% of his passes, 35 touchdowns, only 10 interceptions. He compiled 4,010 yards passing. The big one to Jeremiah Smith at the end of the game that kind of clinched it, put him over the 4,000-yard passing mark for the season. That's second in Ohio State history only to the late, great Dwayne Haskins, who in his only season as a starter threw for an amazing total of 4,831 yards in 2018. For Notre Dame, we mentioned that Jaden Greathouse, their wide receiver, was a threat. He certainly was. He completed a great playoff run on his own, with two touchdown receptions and 128 yards receiving. A couple of those receptions were very contested by Ohio State defensive backs, but he reeled them in anyway. Notre Dame only rushed for 53 yards. 40 of them were by quarterback Riley Leonard. As we said, their rushing attack was severely limited, I think, by Jeremiah Love's injury, I would guess. And of all things, an Ohio State football opponent was flagged for holding. Unbelievable. It's the first time since September that Ohio State got the benefit of a holding flag, which is still unbelievable. But hey, they finally got one last night. Other issues, and we've got some things, a lot of little tidbits here about what that game has done and some records and so forth. So let me run those down before we deal with a couple of other things and wrap this up. There are now 5 schools since the AP started naming national champions in 1936 that didn't win their conference title but won the national championship. Of course, this year's Ohio State team is one of them. The 1936 Minnesota Gophers, the 2011 and 2017 Nick Saban Alabama Crimson Tide teams, 2021's Georgia Bulldogs, and again, this year's Ohio State Buckeyes, not winning their conference but taking home a national championship. Active coaches with national titles, the list is now 3. Ryan Day joins Georgia's Kirby Smart and Clemson's Dabo Swinney as active coaches in college football who have won national championships. The money issue is going to be a thing moving forward. There's already some rumblings among some of the conference executives about this. The schools, if you know, receive payouts from television revenue from the games they participate in. Notre Dame earned $20 million on their part. They get to pocket every last dime because they're still an independent. Ohio State's share was something like $22 million and change. It will share with all of the other Big Ten schools. Some of the Big Ten schools don't get full shares yet, but that's something like 14 or 15 other shares. They'll split it. They won't make $2 million. Notre Dame will pocket all $20 million. I think that's going to get discussed in the many discussions that they're going to have now that we've seen a year of the playoff. How are they going to tweak it in the future? That's one thing that may be addressed. There may be pressure put on Notre Dame to join a conference. I don't think they will. They've steadfastly refused to do that for 100 years or more. But boy, I can understand why, pocketing all that cash. Ohio State becomes the 4th school to win multiple college football playoffs, the playoff coming into existence in 2014. Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia have won multiple college football playoffs. This year's Ohio State team is the first team ever to win 5 games versus AP top 5 teams in one season. They beat 5 AP top 5 teams this season. In fact, Matt Shomo adds on top of that one that Ohio State's 5 wins over top 5 teams tops the total Notre Dame has done in the last 19 years. Notre Dame has 4 wins over top 5 AP teams in the last 19 years combined. Ohio State has 5 since November. Thanks, Matt, for that little tidbit. That's very interesting. Again, a couple of other things here. Henderson and Judkins became the 3rd pair of Ohio State running backs to each rush for 1,000 yards in the same season, the other two being Archie Griffin and Pete Johnson for the 1975 Buckeyes, and Carlos Hyde and quarterback Braxton Miller did it in 2013. Finally, for this little list here, Emeka Egbuka Sr. played his last game last night for the Buckeyes, became their all-time leading career receptions receiver. He broke K.J. Hill's record with his 202nd pass reception in the Scarlet and Gray. So congratulations to a great Buckeye player, Emeka Egbuka, as he'll move on to the NFL now for sure. Other issues in the sport here that we want to deal with real quickly. There will be big picture items on the off-season agenda. They're now, everybody in regarding the game will now meet and talk about how the playoff went. What's the 12-team, what's the advantages, disadvantages of the 12-team playoffs? Are they going to tweak the seedings and so forth? All that will be discussed in the off-season. We'll get into that a little bit in our wrap-up podcast next week, our season wrap-up. We'll probably take a hiatus following that one. If anything big happens in the off-season around the April time where spring practice and the portal opens again and so forth, then we'll put one out. But otherwise, we'll come back in early August with some season preview editions of the 5th quarter, and then the games will start in August, late August there. August 30th, by the way, Texas at Ohio State. How's that for an opener? Arch Manning will take the helm in Columbus. That will be interesting. In our podcast bowl contest on ESPN.com, here are the final standings. Congratulations to Jeff Cole. He's the winner. His picks went 33-14. Tied for second, myself and Chad Feldman. Chad and me both went 32-15. Brian Knepp finished 4th at 31-16. And rounding out the top 5, Dave Kelsey. His picks went 30-17. Thanks for everybody to everybody for participating. That was fun to follow as we went along. Finally, this week, our pick. We've picked multiple games every week of the season until now. There was only one game left. We picked Ohio State, giving 8.5 points to Notre Dame. Boy, that Jaden Fielding field goal there in the last minute of the game really made some people happy and some people not so happy. I'm kind of sounding like Brent Musburger now. He was always mentioning very vaguely how gamblers would see a score late in the game. But at any rate, that put the margin from 8 to 11. And again, pleasing a lot of people and displeasing others in terms of betting. But we won ours. The final record for the fifth quarter podcast for our picks for the 2024 season, we won 42, lost 31, and tied 1. Well, that's pretty good. If you'd have told me that in August, I'd have taken it. So we're pretty pleased with that. We'll do that again next season. Pick some games every week, 3 or 4 games every week, and make predictions and see how that goes. But a winning year for the fifth quarter podcast in our opening season. So happy to see that. Once again, that's a wrap-up for the college football championship game. Congratulations to Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes, national champions for the 2024 college football season. We will have a wrap-up edition of the fifth quarter next week. I'm your host, John Shomo. Tune us in then. Thanks for choosing us out there. You can get us on Spotify. Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody. Congratulations once again to the national champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes.